Live Updates Democrats Debate in New Hampshire. By Tony Lee on February 7, 2020. Presidential candidates Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Tom Steyer will debate in New Hampshire on Friday evening. The Democratic debate co-hosted by ABC News, Apple News and MER TV will be held at St. Anselm College. ABC's David Muir, George Stephanopoulos, and Lindsay Davis will moderate with MER's Monica Hernandez and Adam Sexton. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:45 p.m., ABC's Terry Moran. Joe Biden mistook decibel levels for eloquence. 10:15, final question deals with child poverty as the debate experiences technical difficulties. Yang, answer for child poverty is to put money directly in the hands of Americans, especially single parents. He says we have fallen into the trap of letting the market tells us how much we are worth. Coaches, caregivers, stay-at-home moms are worth zero. He says the mission of his campaign is to disentangle economic value and human value and say they are not the same thing. Buttigieg, he says America has been counting the wrong things, Dow Jones. He wants to measure economic progress by the growth of the 90%. Warren says she learned early on about the worth of every human being and the best investment a nation can make is to invest in our children. She says it's time to come up with real plans to make that happen, like her 2-cent wealth tax. Biden, these aren't someone else's children. He says they are all our children and wonders if the country wants to walk away from Latino students by not funding childhood programs. Sanders, he says the reason America has the highest levels of childhood poverty is the same reason the country doesn't have universal health care and gives massive trillion-dollar breaks to rich corporations and the fossil fuel industry. He says it's because the country's priorities are determined by those who want the rich to get richer. He says what's different about his campaign is raising money from working-class people and not billionaires. Klobuchar talks about her plan to reduce and eventually eradicate childhood poverty. She says to get that done, Democrats have to reach voters they have lost in previous elections. She rips Trump for his lack of empathy. Bizarre argument given how terribly she has reportedly treated her staffers. Steyer talks about corporations who pollute and try to break unions. He says Democrats are not going to win by criticizing Trump. He says there is a better America out there that understands that when a kid succeeds in Columbia, South Carolina, and Las Vegas, Nevada, it is a success for the whole country. He says Trump doesn't understand what economic success looks like across the country. 10:05 p.m., Sanders disagrees with New Hampshire's senators on USMCA because it did not include anything on climate change. Klobuchar asked why she voted for it. She wants to defend the NH senators because there were some major improvements on labor issues. Steyer agrees with Sanders. 9:55 p.m., Warren, when asked about Bloomberg, also takes a shot at Buttigieg. She says billionaires should not be able to buy the presidency. And neither should people who suck up to billionaires. 9:53 p.m., Yang says the median household net worth of African Americans is expected to be zero in a few decades. He says people of color suffer the most because of automation or if there are natural disasters. Yang says you can't prevent the tsunami from knocking out the wealth of African Americans and other workers of all backgrounds if you don't put straight cash in their hands with his freedom dividend. 9:51 p.m., Steyer says out of narrative comes policy. He says there should be a commission on race that deals with race explicitly. He wants the commission to retell the story of America, the last 400 years of systematic racism against African Americans and the contributions African Americans have made and how African Americans have led. He wants to talk about Jim Crow, MLK, Barbara Lee and then figure out how to repair the damage. 9:50 p.m., Biden says voters in South Carolina took issue with Turner's letter, referring to her op-ed. Turner, I'll say it again. 9:49 p.m., Klobuchar talking about voting rights and how Republicans are surgically preventing black voters from voting in places like North Carolina. 9:47 p.m., Sanders asked if Biden has betrayed black voters like Nina Turner, his national co-chair, wrote in an op-ed. Sanders says he thinks she was referring to some of his earlier remarks and does not think Biden has betrayed black people. 9:45 p.m., Sanders says America is a racist society top to bottom. Steyer wants Biden to disavow comments from one of his top advisors in South Carolina. 9:39 p.m., Warren not satisfied with Buttigieg's answer and says it was the policy of the United States of America to discriminate against people of color for buying homes until 1965. She calls for race-conscious laws to make the country a country for opportunity. Yang says you can't regulate away racism with a patchwork of laws that are race-specific. Yang quotes MLK, who also supported a guaranteed income, to back up his arguments for his freedom dividend. Steyer is now bringing up his support reparations and says he has worked to end cash bail in private prisons. 9:38 p.m., Buttigieg dodging questions about an increase in marijuana possession for blacks in South Bend while he was mayor. Davis, who won't let Buttigieg wiggle his way out with his typical nothing speak, also noted that for all of railing about systemic racism, Buttigieg was the head of the system. 9:37 p.m., Steyer, improving as a candidate and debater, rips the debate for not mentioning race once so far. He says Democrats should be talking more about issues impacting black voters, Latinos, Abi, Native Americans. 9:36 p.m., Sanders says he would have a litmus test, make Roe the law of the land, and increase funding for Planned Parenthood. 9:30 p.m., Buttigieg doesn't want the Supreme Court to be a battlefield. He wants reforms in the makeup of the court and constitutional amendments to overturn Citizens United. 9:29 p.m., Warren wants Roe v. Wade to be national law and says talks about how rich people would still get abortions if abortion were outlawed. 9:25 p.m., debate turns to Supreme Court and litmus tests. Biden asked about litmus tests and abortion. He says he was not quoted fully, insists his test was about an enumerated rights in the Constitution. 9:22 p.m., Sanders, asked about his shift on gun issues, says he lost a House seat because he wanted an assault weapons ban. He says he comes from a rural state and the world has changed, and that's why his views have changed. Biden whacks Sanders for not wanting gun manufacturers to be liable, saying thousands and thousands of people died while Sanders held his views. Warren says we need to treat gun violence like the public safety emergency that it is, like the country did with automobile-related deaths. 9:16 p.m., Yang says you have to look at the companies that have profited off of blood money. He says he will take back the profits and put them back to work in places like New Hampshire for treatment. He says this is a human problem but money cannot be an obstacle. He says the opioid epidemic happened on the government watch and people seeking treatment should know that they will not go to jail. 9:15 p.m., Buttigieg, when asked about decriminalization, says incarceration should not a response to drug possession. He rips companies for making the opioid crisis worse with legal drugs. 9:06 p.m., Sanders, contrasting himself with Biden, said he too listened to all of the Bush administration's arguments on Iraq and concluded they were lying through their teeth. 9:03 p.m., Steyer asked about his qualifications to be commander-in-chief. He says we are hearing a very long dissertation on the debate stage about how America should be the world's policeman. He weighs when we are talking about America's role in the world. Trump has abandoned diplomacy and America's allies. He brings debate back to climate change, which he says cannot be solved with guns, tanks, and planes. He says we are listening to a discussion on the 20 years of failed foreign/military policies. 9:01 p.m., on Iraq, Biden says he made a mistake when he trusted George W. Bush on Iraq. 8:50 p.m., on Soleimani, Buttigieg says there is no evidence that killing Soleimani made Americans safer. He also says Iraq taught us that killing a bad guy does nothing if you have no idea what you are doing next. Buttigieg, when pressed if he would order such a strike, says this is not an episode of 24 and implies Trump doesn't even read the intelligence that is needed to figure out if such a strike is justified. Biden says he wouldn't have ordered the strike because there is no evidence there was an imminent threat. He rips Trump's America alone foreign policy. He rips Trump's headaches remark and says Trump doesn't deserve to be president for another day. Sanders warns about unleashing anarchy if the United States assassinates every bad person. 8:46 p.m., Sanders brushes off Hillary's comments. He says Democrats should not look back to 2016 and he hoped Clinton and other Democrats could come together. Sanders says he passed more amendments on the floor of the House in a bipartisan way than any other member in House to argue that he can bring Republicans and Democrats together to pass legislation. 8:43 p.m., Biden says Vindman should have gotten a Medal of Freedom instead of Russian, asks the audience to give Vindman a standing ovation. Buttigieg says he is not going to let Trump change the subject by talking about Hunter Biden. He says it is dishonorable for Trump to try to pit Hunter against Joe. 8:37 p.m., on impeachment, Warren says nobody should be above the law. Yang warns about establishing a pattern of throwing presidents in jail. Sanders warns about the precedent Trump set. Sanders says future presidents will withhold highway funds from governors if they don't support re-election efforts. Sanders says Republicans in the Senate knew Trump is a crook and a cheat and they, except for Romney, didn't have the guts to vote against him. Steyer mentions he started the Need to Impeach movement and rips the sham trial. 8:35 p.m., Yang says Democrats must stop thinking that Trump is the cause and not the symptom. He also reveals that Democrats may have given up on Ohio, saying it is so red that he is hearing Democrats won't even campaign there in the fall. 8:33 p.m., Buttigieg rips Trump for skipping military service and his disgraceful performance at the prayer debate. 8:31 p.m., Steyer references Stephanopoulos's role in the 1992 campaign. It's the economy, stupid, and Steyer says he is the best candidate to take down Trump on the economy because of his success in the private sector. He says he is worried about Mayor Pete because he won't be able to go toe-to-toe with Trump on the debate stage to take down Trump on the economy. 8:29 p.m., Klobuchar, for some reason, seems to have the best attacks against Buttigieg. 8:24 p.m., Buttigieg claims he has been consistent throughout on healthcare and says voters have plenty of choices if they want a candidate with the most experience in D.C. Biden says the past wasn't that bad and lists policies that he supported. Buttigieg says those achievements were great because they met the moment, but we can't solve today's problems with policies from the past. Left roasting Biden. 8:19 p.m., Biden hits Sanders on Medicare for All, saying Bernie may have wrote the damn thing but won't say much the damn thing will cost. He says he busted his neck getting Obamacare passed and implies Sanders will never get his bill passed. Biden says Sanders' plan will raise taxes and says his own plan will give people Medicare if they want it. 8:15 p.m., Buttigieg says Trump is a fundamentally new challenge and the biggest risk will be falling back on the familiar. He says Sanders is divisive and has a my way or the highway mentality that rejects anyone who doesn't go all the way to the edge with him on left-wing policies. Sanders says you bring people together with an agenda that favors the working class and not the billionaires who back Buttigieg. He says the way you bring people together is by also guaranteeing healthcare as a human right. 8:13 p.m., Warren says Democrats can all agree on ending corruption and being on the side of hard-working people. 8:11 p.m., Yang says it's great to be back on the debate stage. He says the capitalism/socialism dichotomy is out of date because of the advance of technology. He talks about his human-centered version of capitalism. 8:10 p.m., Steyer warns that there is a real threat Trump can be re-elected after this week and he agrees with Sanders that Democrats must increase turnout, especially blacks and Latinos, and across the spectrum of Democratic voters. Steyer says Democrats cannot choose a candidate who can't turn out Latinos and black voters. 8:07 p.m., Sanders asked to respond to Trump's criticisms about socialism. Sanders says Democrats shouldn't be worried because Donald Trump lies all the time. Sanders says they are all going to stand together to defeat Trump no matter who wins this damn thing. He says Democrats will beat Trump by energizing voters, especially turning out working class and young people who have tuned out the political process. He says he won the popular vote by 6,000 votes in Iowa and increased the turnout among young voters. Stephanopoulos asks a follow-up about low turnout in Iowa and Sanders doesn't have a good response. Klobuchar raises her hand when asked if she is concerned about having a socialist on the top of the ticket. She implies that Sanders will be too divisive. 8:05 p.m., Biden gets the first question about why Buttigieg and Sanders won in Iowa after Biden said they were too risky. He says Democrats may not be able to take back the Senate because Trump will label everyone on the ticket a Democratic socialist. Biden, lowering expectations, says he expects to take a hit in New Hampshire on Tuesday as well. 8:02 p.m., moderators introduce the candidates as the debate is about to get started. One of Team Bernie's arguments against Buttigieg. 7:42 p.m., podium order for the top of the hour. 7:38 p.m., Sanders' campaign advisor Jeff Weaver tells CNN that Sanders will not be beholden to billionaires because they think they can raise $1 billion in the general election from small-dollar donations. 7:35 p.m., sharper elbows probably expected from everyone tonight.